Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos. And we are so excited about this program and our future programs. We're talking about the first foreign trip of our president, President Trump, as he is bringing in the new vision, the new narrative for the world, for America.
It's exciting.
Yeah, and the things that he said is coming to pass. And his first trip, international trip, is to Saudi Arabia. As a matter of fact, take a look now. This is so, so important. You know, we have a president that's saying, I'm ready to facilitate our vision, to no longer be the policeman of the world,
To
empower others and back them to fight their own battles. And today's going to be all about that. As a matter of fact, we got so much packed in today's program. It's just so much, so many answers to prayer. But I think about this before we're thinking about Saudi Arabia. We want to think about 1945, which was the first time that this actually happened.
Yes.
It happened on the USS Quincy with President FDR,
FDR.
Right? Franklin Roosevelt.
FDR.
As a matter of fact, take a look at this. This is Franklin Delano Roosevelt on the USS Quincy. And John, tell us a little bit about that, what took place there.
Well, as we know, Saudi Arabia is President Donald Trump's first stop on his international trip as the leader of the United States, a fact that highlights the importance that he attributes to the U.S. and Saudi relationship. President Trump's meeting with King Salman, and it makes him the seventh U.S. president, Greg, to have traveled to the Middle East to meet with the Saudi king since World War II.
Wow.
Pretty exciting.
Yes, it is.
Pretty exciting. The first meeting came, as you mentioned earlier, in 1945, when President Franklin Roosevelt invited King Saud, the king's father, to join him aboard the USS Quincy. And what's interesting about this is that President Roosevelt was on his way home from the Yalta Conference, where he, Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and the Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin had discussed the future of post-war Europe. President Roosevelt requested the meeting with King Saud because he recognized the strategic importance of Saudi Arabia to the future in the global economy back in 1945.
Right.
And here we are in the 20th century still talking about Saudi Arabia.
And this is the father of the present day
of King Salman right now, right.
Isn't that cool? So here
Amazing.
We are. It's from Eisenhower to Trump.
Yes.
We'll be talking more about
yes.
that. You got to stay with us the whole time because we're going to be talking about the entire international trip all the way from Saudi Arabia to Israel to Rome.
Yes.
And this is so important because you're looking at the world coming together to end terrorism, to come mm-hmm. together to end them. I think about the partnership for America and Saudi Arabia now has been over 75 years, as mm-hmm. you were talking about. As a matter of fact, let's just take a look back at what the State Department is saying about that relationship. This is so important when you think about our relationship over 75 years. And it's one thing that President Trump said. He said, we're going to rebuild our relationships, our partnerships that we had over the years. But the population of Saudi Arabia, John, what's it?
It's about 33 million.
So 33 million. So we're talking about Saudi Arabia. We're talking about 33 million folks.
Yeah, and oftentimes it's important to underscore and highlight that this is a relationship that spans 75 years. Today you talk about the Middle East and everyone gets concerned and get worried, but it's a friendship. It's a relationship that we've had over these last years.
At least some common interest to be able to deal with terrorism that's going on.
Absolutely.
And it's the opposite of what a previous president, prior president, was even, they were basically, according to the prince that was on Fox News, he said that that we wanted to participate, we wanted to go out and fight with America to defeat radical Islam or the radical extremists, and he said that they wouldn't let us.
Yeah, well, there's obviously a divide amongst the Muslim community and religion between the Shia and the Sunni, and so President Trump is actually picking sides, if you will.
Right. So population is right around 33 million, and out of that population, John, it's 70% of them, according to one of the princes, I believe, is under 30 years of age.
That's amazing.
Yes. What is the population that works? Are the ones that actually
only
have a job?
Reportedly 8 million. Right. 8 million of the Saudis actually work.
Out of 33 million.
Out of 8 million.
8 million are working. And also with...
So the rest of them are receiving...
70% being under 30 years old. So they're actually receiving state...
Subsidized. Mean, I think their gasoline is like 4 cents a gallon or something like that.
Yeah. And when some of the reports are, every time there's an uprising or something going on, they just write more checks.
They give them more stuff, absolutely.
Yeah, here's $6,000, here's $10,000, and they buy more technical stuff. But the thing about it is, you're looking at, they're talking about the Project 230 or something like that, that they're wanting to change their culture. So no telling what's going to take place. But I know that when they were together, they signed, President Trump and King Salman signed a deal. You remember the deal they were signing?
$110 billion arms deal.
Tell us about that.
Well, this deal basically states here that the president's underscored this deep, long-standing commitment of the United States to the security and the stability and the prosperity of Saudi Arabia. And they demonstrated this, the president demonstrated his confidence in the future of this relationship. He also emphasized the importance of working jointly to address the challenges to the regional peace and security in defeating ISIS. And according to King, the president and Trump, President Trump and King Salman signed this joint strategic vision statement promising to close collaboration to counter violent extremists and to disrupt the financing of terrorism and advance the defense cooperation. So this is a $110 billion deal that was just signed.
So they're signing that right here.
Oh, yeah.
So we're not giving them money. The previous administration wrote checks, $100 million on pallets, I believe it was, something like that being delivered. We're actually selling them materials that they can fight their own battles. And they're wanting to fight their own battles. They're wanting to deal with the adversary. Listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to be looking directly at the president's speech. When he gave a speech right there, it's so exciting because he walked right into the face of what people just ignored or judged or criticized, but he just spoke truth.
Truth.
He spoke truth to power. Over 50 Muslim and Arab nations came together to hear him, and he did not fold up. I mean, he just came in there and just
said it like
delivered
it,
and we're going to break it down for you, and we're going to go over it. As a matter of fact, we're going to go over it until we cover it all, because you're going to be so encouraged and so confident that we have a leader that's truly doing what they said they're going to do. But join us after this break.
Keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFNTV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store and or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
We are bringing to you the speech from Saudi Arabia, our president's first international tour as he's setting the agenda and setting vision. And this speech, remember, this is in the presence of 50 Arab Muslim nations where he is speaking truth. As a matter of fact, he's repeating right now at the beginning of his speech what he said in his inaugural speech. He's letting them know this is exactly what I said at my inauguration and this is what I'm doing right now. Let's take a look.
In my inaugural address to the American people, I pledge to strengthen America's oldest friendships and to build new partnerships in pursuit of peace. I also promise that America will not seek to impose our way of life on others, but to outstretch our hands in the spirit of cooperation and trust. Our vision is one of peace, security, and prosperity in this region and all throughout the world. Our goal is a coalition of nations who share the aim of stamping out extremism and providing our children a hopeful future that does honor to God.
This is so important. You think about it, he's in the presence of 50. I mean, there's only 33 Muslim nations, yeah, part of the Arab League, right? Of
yes.
Nations. So you're looking at 50 Arab and Muslim nations that he's speaking this truth to. And he's speaking at a slower pace because he has translators that are translating right. What he's saying right there. But he's saying specifically, you know, we want to build these relationships, you know, these former friendships. We want to strengthen them again, pursue new relationships with people who have the same values of dealing with this radical extremism that just took place, you know.
The last 8 years have been so divided and so polarized. The president now is able to come into the Middle East and be able to cast a new vision
right.
for his administration. But, you know, also during this time, he additionally to the $110 billion agreement, the Saudi Arabia Kingdom is investing $400 billion in American jobs.
Well, what was the thing about this, too? I know you introduced that part of the speech, but people are saying, I don't know what President Trump's vision is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said right then, our vision is one of peace, security, and prosperity. I mean, think about that. He just said that. And in this region and all around the world. And he looks at everybody and says, you don't mind getting rich, do you? I mean, that's what he's telling everybody. That's his vision. His vision is peace, security, and prosperity. I want to make sure because a lot of times we'd look over that. So
yeah.
He just said, that's the vision right there. It sounds pretty good.
Beautiful.
Right? Okay. So he is speaking, you said, in about the $400 billion investment
Correct.
In Saudi
yes.
Arabia.
Saudi Arabia is investing $400 billion into America to create thousands more jobs. This is an additional amount to the $110 billion that was invested into the arms.
And so they're going to give, we're going to have jobs.
We're going to have
because
jobs.
Of their money.
Absolutely.
That's our gas money that we've been sending
hey,
over there.
Hey, now send it back. Bring it back.
Isn't that what he said? He said that we're going to get people to invest in us.
Which is great.
They'll tell you, so people said that was impossible. But they're
but
writing
he's doing
a $400 billion.
Absolutely.
That's exciting.
Very exciting.
Let's go there now.
Yesterday, we signed historic agreements with the kingdom that will invest almost $400 billion in our two countries and create many hundreds of thousands of jobs in America and Saudi Arabia.
So you look at that, so you think about that, that somebody says, where is this money going to come from? And he was saying, we're going to get people to invest.
Mm-hmm.
And people said, well, who's going to invest? Well, there's Saudi Arabia, the one that was ignored for the last 8 years, saying that we're going to invest $400 billion, jobs for themselves, which they need because a very small portion of their people actually work. But they're wanting to move towards technology. They even had a, not a Twitter event, but I forget what it's called, but it's called
the social media
thing. Yeah, social media thing where they're saying we want to move into this technology.
Well, they're going to need to because oil now is trading well below $100, you know, dollars a barrel.
Right.
So they've lost a significant amount of money. So they're looking at different ways to invest and to partner with America. They have to.
So then that's a $400 billion investment into jobs for America.
Absolutely.
And Saudi Arabia, which is only 33 million. We have a couple more million than that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very exciting. As a matter of fact, here's the president right now, and he's talking about it's time to deal with this radical extremism, this ideology. Remember, he's saying this in the presence of many people who others have said they're the ones that are doing this. And you're seeing they're for ending this radical extremism of terrorism taking place in the world, at least the majority of them. Take a look.
Later today, we will make history again with the opening of the new Global Center for Combating Extremist Ideology, located right here in this central part of the Islamic world. This groundbreaking new center represents a clear declaration that Muslim-majority countries must take the lead in combating radicalization.
That's so important because he's saying, listen, I'm telling you the battle that you're about to fight. I am so behind you in this fight. I'm here to tell you that you're fixing to fight it.
That's right.
And you're going to take some of your money and you're going to give it to us and we're going to give you some guns and stuff so you can fight this battle against us. That's what he's saying.
And you can pay for it.
Yeah, you can pay for it.
We're not going to pay to, to defend you. You're going to pay for your own defense.
That's what he said he's going to do.
I love it.
But the thing about it is we're finding out that the Saudi people were ready to do it.
Yeah.
The royal family, they were ready to do it. But the previous president would not allow them to get involved in dealing with it because you're a Sunni and Shiite, and we'll talk about that right now. But also, you have right here about dealing with America's as a sovereign nation. He doesn't apologize for protecting the security of America. He didn't just say that in behind a safe podium at Congress or in a political trail. He's president now, and he goes right in the heart of Islam, but it's Sunni Islam, which is not the radical Iranian Shiite
Twelvers.
So it's long story, and they're saying they want to participate, but he said the truth even there. He spoke truth to them. He says, listen, I'm going to take care of America. I'm concerned. My job basically is to take care of America.
Isn't that refreshing?
We said that for like 8 years, right? The president's job is not to, as a matter of fact,
defend the world, but to defend the United States of America.
Well, no, we had the previous president said that I consider it my job to defend every negative stereotype of Islam, no matter where it's found in the world.
Well, speaking about that, that's the deep contrast that existed between both of these administrations' first visit. President Obama's first foreign visit was essentially an apology tour and a defense of Islam.
Yeah.
Where President Trump is basically stating the facts, saying, well, we're protecting America, America first.
Totally, totally bipolar opposite. And I really believe, I think you think about Haman, right? And Haman's noose that he was setting up to be able to kill all the Jews. And he built this whole contraption, and it ends up that he gets hung on his own thing. And you think about it, for 8 years, something was being built, and they assumed that it was going to go in the hands of someone else. But God had other plans in store and put President Trump, who comes right in the middle of that and says, shift. And now all the stuff that's been built is being used now to defend Israel and defend America. As a matter of fact, listen to him stand up bold. And remember, he's in the presence of 50 Arab and Muslim nations speaking to their leaders. So he's representing you well. Take a look.
America is a sovereign nation, and our first priority is always the safety and security of our citizens. We are not here to lecture. We are not here to tell other people how to live, what to do, who to be or how to worship. Instead, we are here to offer partnership based on shared interests and values to pursue a better future for all of us.
That's so important. I mean, what's so cool is that he's talking the way we as believers should be talking, that God loves humanity.
That's right.
He loves all of us, and that, you know, our job is to do what's right. And you can, you know, but I'm not here as a preacher. I'm here as the president of the United States. And it's our job as a church to go in
to
evangelize.
To share, right?
Well, listen, it's our partners that help us stay on the air. And thanks to you and people like you who give financially to VFN TV, it allows us to be here and to broadcast. We're reaching over 203 nations right now. It's mm-hmm. so many different things that we're doing. But we have a gift for you. We want to send this gift for you. And this is an awesome gift because it's about the prophetic word of what God is about to do. And you're seeing it take place right now. You're looking at billionaires in leadership on the cabinet. You're looking at a billionaire talking to billionaires in Saudi Arabia. And you're about to look at a shift in the financial shift that's about to take place in the world. Well, that's exactly what God said before this started happening. There's a coming wealth transfer about to take place. But it's the wealth transfer is going to come into the church, to the kingdom. Not to build bigger buildings, but to win the lost, the greatest harvest that we've ever seen. Take a look.
Offer 2033, the coming wealth transfer, making sense of the struggle, promise, principle, and the provision. A wealth transfer has begun and is coming. You want to be sure that you are ready and you don't miss it. In this message, you'll discover the importance of knowing and having faith in the promises of God. A time will come in your life where the Lord will walk you through learning the principles, character, and integrity you'll need to successfully move you into the provision of the promises of God. Learn how wealth transfer takes place in times of struggle and conflict or just after. If we don't understand the ways of God, we can become focused on our struggles that we miss its purpose and end up forgetting the promises of God and missing the provision of the promises of God. You'll be inspired to take the adventurous steps, just as those who have gone before us did, that enable us to enjoy the fruit of their faith and works. We want to send you this offer for a gift of any amount. You can become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at VFN TV, that's 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2033, the coming wealth transfer, making sense of the struggle, the promise, the principle, and the provision.
Conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
What religious rights do city employees have in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work as a garbage collector, and in the truck that we drive, we have a two-way radio, which communicates to our control. I was told that I am not allowed to say, have a blessed day on the radio. I was told that if I continue to do this, I would be fired for making such a statement.
It depends on the policies of the company, but a lot of these companies will have this overreaction to something like have a blessed day because they think somehow they're going to get sued by creating a hostile religious, you know, environment or a workplace environment, and that's just not the case. So what we normally do in a situation like this is we get it resolved by dealing with the employer and telling them, look, if an employee makes a statement as benign as God bless you, that should not create a constitutional crisis.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Dixie is a speaker, a coach, a writer. She's from St. Louis, Missouri. She wanted me to talk about insight. Whenever I take the word insight, I think of a word that's kind of close to it, sounds kind of like it, inside. You see, to get insight in a situation, you have to get inside of the situation. You can't have insight if you're removed, if you're distracted, if you've pulled away. You've got to get close to the issue, the question. I've often said that insight is a response of reflection. In fact, I think reflection turns experience into insight. Here's what I know about leaders. they have insight because they have gotten inside the circle, the relationships, the journey. They've been there. They've touched it. They've felt it. They've experienced it themselves. They're not far removed from it. And that insight that they have, because they've been inside the situation, allows them to lead with farsight and vision. You got to start where you are if you want to expand to where you're going.
Which, by the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torch Lady, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there. And a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the Word of God say about this? Including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared. So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch in the menu there.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are joining President Trump in Saudi Arabia. He's giving this awesome speech, and he's speaking truth to power. He's not just doing it on the campaign trail. He wasn't just doing it in Congress. I wish Congress had this kind of boldness and confidence. But here, he comes right there in the presence again. Remember, 50 Arab nations and Muslim nations coming together, and he's saying, listen, this is the beginning of the end of those who participate in terror. As a matter of fact, take a look.
Young Muslim boys and girls should be able to grow up free from fear, safe from violence, and innocent of hatred. With God's help, this summit will mark the beginning of the end for those who practice terror and spread its vile creed. At the same time, we pray this special gathering may someday be remembered as the beginning of peace in the Middle East, and maybe even all over the world. But this future can only be achieved through defeating terrorism and the ideology that drives it.
Get this now. He's not talking to Congress. He's not talking to people that are in a political sphere. He's not talking to his local community. He's not talking to New Yorkers. He's talking to the Middle East. He's talking to Islamic nations and Arab nations. And he's saying, listen, the future can only be, this future that he's talking about, beginning of the end, can only be achieved through defeating terrorism and the ideology, which is radical Islamic terrorism, that drives this thing. And that's so exciting because they're saying, they're backing this thing up with $400 billion. And they have a war room and stuff they developed. And it's like, this is, you know, so many people are playing politics why God is shifting the world. And we need to participate and support our president in the midst of something like that. What else was in the speech?
In the midst of the speech, he begins to talk about the plight of America and the attacks, the barbaric attacks that have occurred starting from 9/11 all the way to San Bernardino. And he says this in front of these leaders. This is amazing. I want you to watch this.
America has suffered repeated barbaric attacks, from the atrocities of September 11th to the devastation of the Boston bombings to the horrible killings in San Bernardino and Orlando. The nations of Europe have also endured unspeakable horror. So too have the nations of Africa and South America. India, Russia, China, and Australia have all been victims. But in sheer numbers, the deadliest toll has been exacted on the innocent people of Arab, Muslim, and Middle Eastern nations. They have borne the brunt of the killings and the worst of the destruction in this wave of fanatical violence. Some estimates hold that more than 95% of the victims of terrorism are themselves Muslim. We now face a humanitarian and security disaster in this region that is spreading across the planet. It is a tragedy of epic proportions. No description of the suffering and depravity can begin to capture its full measure. This region should not be a place from which refugees flee, but to which newcomers flock.
Oh, this is so important because he's saying, listen, we need to, a whole new narrative needs to be placed over this entire area and region. And he's setting the agenda down, talking about, listen, 90% of the victims are Arab, or actually Muslims. And of course, everybody wants to stop the violence, including the Muslims who are not part of the radical extremist Shiite type views that's going on. And they put $400 billion behind it.
Plus another $110 billion. So we got, half a trillion dollars.
And they're purchasing American products, defensive weapons, to be able to defeat radical Islam. And this is just a huge shift. This was not the enemy's plan. The enemy's plan was to destroy Israel, destroy America as we know it. Well, but you're seeing mercy come
and
in.
And keep polarizing the Middle East. I mean, let's not forget that he also, I believe, spoke with the president of Egypt. And it was a previous administration that was orchestrated that change.
He withheld, yeah.
So,
it's huge.
So what's happening is a new vision's being casted for the Middle East.
Right.
And it's basically speaking truth to power, letting them know that this, all this atrocity and all these barbaric, terrorist attacks have to come to an end. And you're going to have to start paying for your own defense.
And we've been seeing this. We've been showing you that what's happening in the streets where people are being chased down at bus stations and stabbed. People that were stopped at red lights.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's running around trying to stab them while the Palestinian leader, Hamas, pays people to do that. Pays the family of
the suicide victims.
It's in their law. Makes statues in honoring those people who do that. And they're saying, we're going to stop this. And that's really stopping the mindset of Hamas and the Palestinian people, what they're doing there. Well, that's why you're seeing some uprisings in some other areas. But think about this. Imagine the place being shifted to no longer being a place of violence, but a place that people want to come again. People used to always want to come and see the pyramids in Israel and different things like that. Well, listen,
in Egypt.
But think about what now is taking place. Listen to what the president said. Let's turn it back to a place like that. Take a look.
There can be no coexistence with this violence. There can be no tolerating it, no accepting it, no excusing it, and no ignoring it.
Well, you think about it, there's just no ignoring what he's talking about. We just missed that last one that I was just talking about. But there's no coexistence with violence. And that's so important because it seems like when we came from the last 8 years, it's like we took that and we could take another one, is what our leader previously said. And it's just like, what's going to coexist with radical Islam? As a matter of fact, let's bring the Muslim Brotherhood on our
front stage
on American Homeland Security and have them advise us on DHS, Department of Homeland Security. I mean, that's what we're doing.
That's exactly what we're doing.
And he's saying it cannot coexist. And that's so important because it can. I mean, how can it coexist? You know, how can the one who wants to kill you and the one who wants to bring you life coexist together? They're bipolar opposites.
Yeah. He continues to share in this next part of the speech where he says, terrorists do not worship God, they worship death.
Terrorists do not worship God. They worship death.
That's so important because there need to be a division between the radical Islamists, the ones who are extremists and that are killing folks.
Which reportedly are 15% of all Muslims.
Right.
200 million are radicalized.
Right. And so now you're getting a measure where our president goes right there and says, this is how it really is. This is true doctrine, if you would.
But they agree with it. Yes, but this didn't occur last 8 years.
But you haven't heard people say that they wouldn't agree with it. They're saying that all Muslims are this, and it's like, no, you're actually seeing some that would stand up and say, we're for ending this. 90% of the victims, according to what the president is saying, are Muslims.
Yeah.
And they're wanting to stand up. You know, you're not Muslim enough, or you're not Muslim, or this type of thing. And so 90% of those victims, and we've seen some pretty tragic things that we had to show you on VFN TV. Now our president's standing up for that. And he's talking about right here, he says, the next thing he's going to be talking about is that if we don't stand up in uniform and uniformly and condemn this, and it's important, not just have one person in a press room making a statement and then going back to play golf. I mean, you got to actually come into agreement. And they are. As a matter of fact, listen to what he said.
If we do not stand in uniform condemnation of this killing, then not only will we be judged by our people, not only will we be judged by history, but we will be judged by God. This is not a battle between different faiths, different sects, or different civilizations. This is a battle between barbaric criminals who seek to obliterate human life and decent people, all in the name of religion. People that want to protect life and want to protect their religion. This is a battle between good and evil.
Yeah, but he nails it. He said, listen, that you're going to be condemned by God for taking another person's life like that. And what does a church preach like that? You know, I mean, he's not a preacher, obviously. He's a president. But he's speaking truth, and they're receiving the truth, and they're writing a check for $400 billion plus another $110 billion and investing. This last administration put a narrative out that was not true about what was taking place.
A lot has been said about this president's administration's first 100 days, and I have to say that this speech and what he had to say and this agenda that he's laying out in the Middle East is truly historic, and I think it's going to set the agenda for the next 3, 4, maybe 8 years.
Oh, yes.
And we need the stability in the region. I mean, we really need it, because the church needs to be about the Father's business. Yeah. Once we have stability,
we can handle that.
We can function.
As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, you're going to hear the president talk right up front and say, listen, you can't wait. The Middle East cannot wait for America to do this. You're going to have to do it. In other words, he's saying, listen, this is your war.
You're going to have to fight and you're pay for it.
Yeah, it's awesome. As a matter of fact, join us after the break.
Well, we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're so excited about the marriage encounter. So many people are complaining about what marriage has turned into. A lot of people are not even going to be married anymore, and people are giving up on it. You don't have to. Listen, God's plan is marriage. And at the marriage encounter with VFN, we want to bless you. The VFN Kingdom business, we're focusing on you, your family, and your marriage. It's called Love and Respect. We have a special thing for you, an entire weekend. It's going to bless your family. It's going to give you tools to be able to relate. And let me tell you something. Once we understand each other, we can relate to each other. And we're going to leave with tools that are going to empower you. As a matter of fact, here's Emerson now with Love and Respect.
Hi, I'm Emerson Eggerichs, founder and president of Love and Respect Ministries. What is the Love and Respect message? Well, the University of Washington studied 2,000 couples for 20 years and discovered that the key to a successful relationship is love and respect. What I found interesting is that the Bible said that 2,000 years ago in Ephesians 5:33, that a husband must love and a wife must respect. It's gender specific. I always insert, we all need love and respect equally. Women need R-E-S-P-E-C-T and men need L-O-V-E. But there's a felt need that differs in conflict between men and women. We've asked 7,000 people this question. When you're in a conflict with your spouse, do you feel in love at that moment or disrespected? 83% of the men said they feel disrespected. 72% of the women say they feel unloved. And here's what happens. It kind of gets crazy, because she's not trying to be disrespectful. He filters it through that grid, though. When she feels unloved, she reacts in a negative way, which ends up feeling disrespectful to him. She's not trying to be disrespectful, but he feels disrespected. And then when he reacts in a negative way, he's not trying to be unloving, but she feels unloved. And so you have this confusion, and it results in a crazy cycle. Without love, she reacts without respect. Without respect, he reacts without love, and this baby spins. Again, we all need love and respect equally, but the felt need often leads to the crazy cycle. Can you relate to that? And how to get on what we call the energizing cycle. In fact, it applies to parent-child. It applies to all relationships, whether you're a male or female, wherever you're at, in the work arena or elsewhere.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We have people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Show's Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are meeting President Trump in Saudi Arabia, giving this beautiful vision-setting speech and how to deal with terrorism, how to unite over a common value of dealing with radical Islam or terror.
Yeah.
And he says specifically here, you're going to hear him talk specifically about saying, you can't wait for America. Don't wait for us. Don't be looking our way. You're going to have to make a choice for your future. You have two futures, and you're going to have to make a choice. And he's talking to 50 Arab Muslim nations, a huge gathering who wanted to hear what's the vision for the world from the world's power. Take a look.
But the nations of the Middle East cannot wait for American power to crush this enemy for them. The nations of the Middle East will have to decide what kind of future they want for themselves, for their country, and frankly, for their families and for their children. It's a choice between two futures, and it is a choice America cannot make for you. A better future is only possible if your nations drive out the terrorists and drive out the extremists. Drive them out. Drive them out of your places of worship. Drive them out of your communities. Drive them out of your holy land. And drive them out of this earth. For our part, America is committed to adjusting our strategies to meet evolving threats and new facts. We will discard those strategies that have not worked and will apply new approaches informed by experience, talent, and judgment. We are adopting a principled realism rooted in common values, shared interests, and common sense. Our friends will never question our support, and our enemies will never doubt our determination.
This is so important. That's why we're breaking this thing down. You know, make sure you join us on our next program. There's so much more that's going to be happening. But listen to what he just said. He just said, you have a choice to make. You have two futures that you can choose from. It's for your kids and your future. Don't wait for America. Since I've been running for office, I've been saying, we're not going to fight wars. You're going to pay for your own wars and fight your own wars. Now, Saudi Arabia, according to the reports of some of the princes that was on Fox News, they said, we've been trying to fight it, but previous president wouldn't let us do it. They wanted to be able to fund and help. As a matter of fact, we saw specifically when they showed up, when Syria began to do what they were doing, and they all came to our former president and said, listen, we will pay for the war if you'll just do it. And he passed, the former president, President Barack Obama, passed it off to Putin. Remember, he passed the whole, all the Arab leagues came together.
22 nations, North Africa.
They said the same thing that you're seeing said now by Saudi Arabia. And he just turned it off to Putin at that particular point. We had a program. We talked about that. And so now you're looking. He's saying, listen, drive them out. He's talking to the people who have real authority to go in these places that are hurting their own folks. Drive them out. Drive them out of their places of worship. Drive them out of your communities. Drive them out of the Holy Land. Drive them out of the earth. And he's not talking about Muslims. He's talking about these radical extremists that are doing this terror in the earth. It's just tragic. But yet you're seeing a leader come in and say, we're going to do something about it. But you're going to do it. You're going to pay for it. And we're going to have the strength of America behind your efforts and what you're doing. That's exciting. It really is. Because you wondered when you were hearing the campaign verbiage and you know all the doubt that was being put by media because it's so against this thing. And you're saying, well, this is how it's going to work. He's just going to show up, dance around with the swords, and he said, you don't mind if we balance out our deficit on you right here because you owe us money.
That's right.
And it's happening right there in the press. He walked into all of that as a vulnerable man because you'll find out in the next program, he had swords all around him. And the Lord obviously is protecting our president because the Secret Service couldn't have protected him from those things. From the sword that's going on. As a matter of fact, what happened?
Well, the next thing he talks about in his speech, he says that, you know, every nation, every Muslim nation is going to have to take on this burden. They're going to have to be involved and be engaged. And it kind of underscores what he said in his previous statement. I want you to watch this and see what he had to say.
Above all, America seeks peace, not war. Muslim nations must be willing to take on the burden if we are going to defeat terrorism and send its wicked ideology into oblivion.
wicked ideology into oblivion. I mean, that is like...
I love that language. That's, yeah. that's Winston Churchill-esque, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, is it like, not? And as a matter of fact, if you go in the Oval Office now, you have over his left shoulder is Winston Churchill, and over his right shoulder is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And that's
amazing.
Just an amazing stance that's happening right there, talking about President Trump. Make sure you join us in our next program, because we are going to continue on. There's so many things that was said, and people say, well, it's just a speech. Everything is a speech. You think about Scripture when you're reading the Word of God. That was spoken, and then it was written.
Yeah.
And so, and even God, I'm not saying that he's a preacher, I'm just saying the spoken word is so important that even the gospel is understood by those who actually say it. And when a president, when the most powerful nation in the world makes a statement like this, it shifts things.
And well, policies come as a result of this. You know, strategies come as a result of this. And things do shift. So he's setting the agendas.
Well, Saudi Arabia is totally shift. Within 30 days, they built this entire, we'll talk about it in our next program, they built an entire defensive system to come against this radical extremist effort. In 30 days, they built it.
It's amazing.
And I know that his daughter,
Ivanka,
was saying, we want to probably hire those people
those builders,
built all this within a 30-day period. And you're looking at, like I said, over 70% of the population there is under 30 years old. And
only 8 million are employed. So.
Right. But they have technology, so they're connected to the world. They're connected to what's going on. And you saw how they welcomed our president. You got to see this right here. This is the president's limousine coming in right now, and he's surrounded by the Royal Guard, like the SEAL Team 6 for us, you know. These are like the leading folks right here. You can see it right here. It's coming up on the screen. But that's they're carrying the American flag surrounding the limousine for our president. Isn't this amazing when you're looking at our president being welcomed by Saudi Arabia? Their greatest military leaders are riding on these horses with carrying American flags. Every other one's an American flag. They're saying, we're for you, we're with you in this, and they're united in the effort of ending radical Islamic terrorism.
Beautiful.
I mean, we couldn't ask for more than that.
Well, he was received with royal treatment when he came in, red carpet
yes,
and all.
He really was. And as a matter of fact, make sure you join us in our next program, because we are going to go into detail. There's so many things that happen there. Policies are going to be set by this. Middle East is shifting by this. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be coming also during this week. Very excited about it.
Yes.
I mean, things are shifting, and, you know, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's God's plans that prevail. You know, we want to pray right now. We want you to join us in prayer. We want to pray for our president as he's on this tour going from Saudi Arabia to Israel to Rome. We'll be covering all those different areas and what's being said, but an agenda is being set. And you're going to see the enemy probably raise his head a little bit, but once it raises his head, you're probably going to see
a sword.
Something like that. I don't know. God's going to just deal with the sword of heaven's coming to earth.
That's
exactly
right.
What he said. And he's going to deal with this. I want to pray with you right now, and I appreciate you praying with us. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for all of these men and women that said, we want to end this terror on the face of the earth, God, and that we thank you that Saudi Arabia wants to put $400 billion into jobs and helping end this, $110 billion approximately, into owning their own equipment to be able to fight these battles and wars. We thank you, Lord, that you're bringing an end. You told me that the evil one is going to come down. The evil one's coming down, and the seed of the righteous is going to rise, Lord. And we just thank you for that word. We believe it, and great provision is going to follow it. And I just pray provision over our family and our audience and all of our tribe that's listening from all the different areas, Father God. We bless you in Jesus' name. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You need to know in whom you believe. You need to know God. It's not enough to know about him, to know of him, but you have to walk with Jesus. You have to have an intimate relationship, because we're entering a season that's going to be some of the worst of times, but at the same time is going to be some of the best of times. And you're going to need to know God. You're not going to be able to as maybe you've heard said, play church, if you will, as if you could, you're going to need to know them. And so we want to encourage you now. This is the best day. Today is the day of salvation. And we want to encourage you that if you are a believer, begin an abiding relationship with the Lord. What is that? That's when you spend time with God, you read His Word, and you allow His Word to penetrate your heart. And when it does that, it transforms your life. You walk together with God. You walk united with Him. We have a simple plan for you, and you can get it. It doesn't cost you a thing. At iabide.org. Go there today. Go there today and sign up for this free plan. And it's kind of a roadmap to help you on a day-to-day basis begin to start setting, you know, that time with God as a priority. And as you do that, it's amazing what God will reveal to you, what He will show you. I mean, children are abiding, and that God's saying some of the most amazing things to them, and they're writing it down. So you just don't want to miss it.